Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special episode of the First Crack Podcast. It's the microphone. I got to tell you, there's something about the microphone. As I mentioned in an earlier show, I got a new mic, Behringer XM8500, and got a stand for it from Musician's Friend. So I set the stand up between my chair and my desk, sort of aside a little bit. And I've had the microphone staring at me all day long as I work this whole week. It's very tempting. You know, every once in a while I'll turn over and just like sing into it, talk into it. You know, just kind of playing around with it, getting comfortable with it. And Dave Slusher is right. I listened to his interview with Michael Gohagan. It's part of the podcastsolutions.com book writing podcast thingy majiggy. And he was right. There's something about having the microphone in front of you that makes it real. Prior to this, as you know, I've used the Radio Shack lapel mics. And what's nice about those is they're out of the way. And when you're trying to have a conversation with somebody, it's real nice to be able to focus on, you know, their eyes and their face and their you know, body language and that sort of stuff. And without having a mic and all that stuff sort of in the way and their light. And so you don't even notice after a while that you're wearing a mic, which is excellent. But right now talking to you, I feel much more comfortable talking into this mic than I did in some of the earlier shows where I was talking into the laptop. So I just wanted to share that with you. I think I'm rambling on way too long. Yeah, I'm going to stop it. Anyway, the Dave Slusher interview that I just mentioned reminds me, if you are interested to listen to what I was interested to listen to, I've set up a special podcast feed where I'm adding all the shows that I really enjoy that I think are compelling and interesting and worth a re-listen over at Gigadial. And you can do the same thing too. So all the subscriptions, all the shows that I listen to, there's a couple of episodes in there that I think are great that I want to share that I deserve more people that I think more people should listen to. I add it to this Gigadial channel. And the link to the Gigadial, the Garrick's Podcast Picks Gigadial channel, it'll be in the show notes at the First Crack Podcast website, which will soon be firstcrackpodcast.com. Probably by the time you hear this, all the pieces will be in place and will be under a new URL, and you probably won't even notice. So that's the goal. Everything is just as it is, except you won't need to remember how to spell my name when you look for the show. Okay, second thing on a related note, we also have a new site up, podcastmn.com. A single site, single feed for, single podcast for the 11 current Minnesota podcasters. If you want to see, you know, the other sounds of Minnesota other than just First Crack Podcast, if you want to know what's going on over in Minnesota politics or the Winecast or Cody's Vinyl Podcast, all in one, as it happens, enclosures and all, then I would heavily, highly recommend that you subscribe to podcastmn.com. And if you are listening to this in a web browser rather than your portable music player or your digital music player thingy that's on your computer, then here's what I want you to do. I want you to head over to podcastmn.com and I want you to download the podcast application that Tim from Winecast has been so awesome to set up for us, that comes preloaded with the 11 current Minnesota podcasts. I know, it's pretty awesome. There's a Spinal Tap reference in there someplace that I'm completely neglecting to hit, but that's fine. Anyway, so you download the Mac or Windows version. It comes preloaded with all the 11 shows that are currently at Podcast MN. And you're set. You're ready to go. Excellent. Okay. Thirdly, and the whole reason for this show, I know, get to the point, Garrick, is a conversation from the most recent Minnesota Podcasters Meetup here in Minneapolis. And it was myself and Tim from Winecast.net, Cody from the Vinyl Podcast, and Johnny B from the Johnny B Show. And these handful of moments, five or six or so, are us talking, and it was primarily showing them how I do my mobile recording setup with the iPod, going, you know, from the mic straight to iPod, and then I edited it up, and I didn't get to the editing part, but just to show them how I do the recording on the iPod. And so you'll hear a little bit of that sort of explanation with Johnny B, but you'll also get a really good conversation about the local Fox News affiliate. I guess they contacted Cody. Cody passed them, gave the names of everybody, you know, all the local podcasters to the guy. He contacted Tim from Winecast, and et cetera, et cetera. So, with that, I'm going to give you the conversation, and I'm going to call it a day. That'll be all. Thanks for listening.
You can do everything. You can edit. You can, like, encode. And
right. Well, was that guy that used to do that it all nice. On Trio?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You can do that. But have you seen a setup, though, to actually take the WAV file that the Trio does? He's got, like, a script. So he FTPs it to this server. Uh-huh. And then the server looks. And once the file is stable there, it, like, encodes it to MP3. And then somehow automatically does the ID3 tags and posts it.
Wow.
So he's got, like, all sorts of trouble. I just want to do something where I can do the whole show on something and then FTP it up to the server and then go up via a web browser and, you know, post the
all from the Trio. All just right there.
Yeah. The only thing that can do it is a pocket PC. Mm-hmm. So I'm a Palm guy. So I'm going to sell my Zodiac and get a pocket PC.
Have you heard Dave Weiner's recent ones where he's got that Archos?
Oh, yeah.
The Archos thing.
The video player.
It's like $700 for this thing, but it... It runs embedded Linux. It's got Wi-Fi.
It's nice.
And then I've got
I'm looking at this Dell.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like
so you can get that's how you did your buddy.
Yeah.
So you can just put it right there, and you clip it on. You both clip it on your shirt and just start gabbing.
How to go with Rob Olson?
We did the piece, and it should come out Tuesday, Wednesday.
Nice.
Like that. So you backed out, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
You try to fly below the RIAA?
No, it's not even that. Like,
It's all be on Fox 9 this week.
You will?
There's a podcasting piece. And actually...
Did he talk to you? I gave him everybody's contact.
He interviewed my son, too.
That's,
so he came out
to
the
house. See, that's the thing. When I mentioned the avid gamer cast, he went,
He was really interested in that.
And that's your son's cast.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
He hasn't done one since February, but he's actually recorded two shows in the last 3 days. So there's going to be more avid gamers coming out.
So who contacted you then? A reporter from?
Yeah. Fox. Actually, Cody.
Yeah, he must have gotten my name out of the phone book or something.
No, he told me that he read the piece that was in the Pioneer Press.
Yeah.
Leo did about you guys.
Yep. Nice.
Yeah. He,
I missed that.
And I initially
before you moved here.
Oh, that's
agreed
why.
To do it and like also just like pointed him in the direction of some, you know, basic podcasting info, but then I don't know, I've done Channel 9 before and been not real happy with how things turned out. And so I don't know, it just seemed like it was gonna be more
great, so I should be like really
no it's just I don't know.
I'm looking like a dick.
I think it's just TV, you know, always the, you know, you end up with a, you know, a 90-second piece or whatever.
Yeah, he said it's going to be like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Total.
You can start grilling him. So you looked up Cody's number from the phone book? What is that? Like paper or something?
He Googled my name and got my phone number from that.
Oh, there you go. That's cool.
Because it's listed, so they Google that.
It pops up.
Well, I got the impression that he's not a real tech-savvy guy, but is a big nerd, because he found out about podcasting from watching Battlestar Galactica.
Do they have a little snippet on that?
They do a commentary thing. I haven't listened to it, but it's like DVD commentary. It's like the episode director or whatever.
Yeah.
They post it and you can...
Well, I get the Sci-Fi. I tried it just for fun. The Sci-Fi Network has a podcast, and he just reads... Guy's just reading from what's happening from the Sci-Fi Network, and interesting, you know, something different. But I'm not a sci-fi junkie. But
he told me that when he was out, he said I was watching Battlestar Galactica, and they had like this crawler at the bottom saying, "Hey, go and download this podcast."
Yeah,
he's like, "What's a podcast?" He went and got it. And he listened to it and saw the show and thought it was great.
Yeah.
Because he TiVo'd the show, and then he went back and he saw the show with the, it was iPod, listening to the commentary.
Yeah, nice.
After that, he said, "Ah, this is a story."
I know, I always laugh when I look at the site and then I look at what's going on and it says, "What is podcasting?" You click, like, why do I have to click on that? But you're right, we're lucky because we kind of knew about it right away, but it's so many people don't know, and well, I just then, forget about that.
Yeah, it's something that I don't have on my site and should, or at least a pointer to something, because even like friends and family or whatever who like, they're like, "I'm really into your thing," but they just go and listen on the web.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do this week is, actually tomorrow, I'm going to buy the two iPodder clients with the embedded links. So that you can buy for, I think, $50 for each Mac and Windows, right?
Right.
So I'm going to have my feed in there, and I'm going to probably do the Eat feed because I'm on that show every other week or so. So I have those in there, and all you have to do is say, "Hey, download this thing and install it," and it's all done.
And what does it do? How does it help?
Well, you buy them. They're like $50.
It's a branded iPodder client that you can put whatever feeds you want.
It's just like it has default feeds in it.
Oh, okay.
So you buy the, it's basically the same iPodder, but it has the feeds already embedded into it. You can actually do the branded one, which I haven't said how much it's going to cost yet.
Oh, okay.
With your logo and all sorts of stuff.
And this is the Lemon.
Yeah.
What does that?
And iPodder X does the same thing. Right. But I think they want more money for it.
So it's embedded. How does it help you though?
All you have to do is say, "Hey, instead of like doing all this, cut the RSS feed and
paste it in. Yeah.
Just say, install this program and you're done."
And then you pick the
feed
that you want.
Our feed's in there. Yeah. My feed's in there. And it just downloads it.
So you paid to have your feed put in there.
Yeah.
That's nice. So it's like buying a directory
it's
or
like
a Yellow
$50
Pages.
It's $50 per platform, so it's $100 total.
I would go in on that with you if you wanted to do them.
And put vinyl in there?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
I mean, I don't know.
Would it be any cheaper that way if you put it together?
Cause
still have your separate fees.
I think you can go as low as $25, I think, but I thought $50 is, $100
investment
donation,
to get
right?
to get your site on a lot of more.
We got that Twin Cities pod roll.
Yeah,
good.
What's
I'd
that?
Be happy to throw some in, and we could put everybody in that list in there too.
What's that?
Unless you just want to keep it Winecast.
Put it all about all of that stuff.
It puts all the local podcasts in there. Yeah. You're talking about.
Can you update it after you've done it?
Once you do it, you've done it. So you can't really do it. You have to go back.
Yeah, you're kind of locked in.
Yeah.